Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome to Substance Within. I am your host today, and my name is Prophetess Dr. Althea, and I'm so glad you have decided to join me. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you because I know you hear me. Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you would have your way on this broadcast. Father, bless the people that are online. Bless the people that are coming in. Bless the people that will be listening later, God, like never before. Father, have your way in this broadcast tonight. And we will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. This is our petition before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I would like to say welcome to Substance Within. Substance Within is a spiritual prophetic quest. Is a new block talk radio, and our goal is to strengthen, educate, prepare listeners to increase their faith and discover their true spiritual passion that is within you. Once again, I'm Dr. Althea, and you have just joined our program, Substance Within. And let's go to God. Or better still, let's get a song going. And I have no rights to this music at all, but it is a song that is very, very much needed in our lives. It's just something about that song, So Long, Bye-Bye. We take that last week, but this week we are going to play Jesus, I Love You by Jonathan Nelson. Here we go. And we are in a place of just thanking God for what he's about to do. Here we go.
Today we honor, if you don't mind standing, my daddy said you're never going to another man's house. I know my brother did it, but I got manners too. And I got good manners because I want to get invited back. You know what I mean? Can y'all do me a favor? Can we honor one more time Bishop T.D. Jakes, everybody? Come on, let's. We honor you, Lady Sarita. We honor you, woman of God. We love you. We love you much. To my brother Bishop and to all of the leaders and pastors here, we honor you today. Now, real quick, I got to do it like my daddy taught me because that's the only thing I know. Now, I just need to know, are there any real praisers in the building? Thank you for the two people that holler back at me. All right. I said, are there any real praisers in the building? Look, I'm looking for somebody that's grateful that you woke up. Since I'm alive, I'll wave my hand. That's what I'll do today. Since I'm here, I will give him a hallelujah. I'm just looking for some real praise. Any real praise? I just need you to take 30 seconds. I'm going to move on. You've been good praise. I'm going to behave myself and go out of the way. I need to know if there are any Jesus lovers in the building. Okay.
We are Jesus lovers listening tonight.
Any Jesus lovers in the house? today. I want to release my brand new single today. Can we just lift up our hands and just begin to love on Jesus in the house? Somebody tell him you love him. Come on, somebody love on Jesus today. Somebody love on Jesus today. Father, we give your name glory. We give your name honor. Come on, raise up your worship today. Somebody ought to release your worship in the house.
Millions of words can describe the feeling I have down inside. It's hard,
so I'll simply say it. And today I say, Jesus, I love.
What can you say? Jesus, I love you. We are here live on Substance Within. We are having a very bad, I don't know if you can hear it, thunderstorm. And just get ready, because that means that the Word of God is on time and very much needed in our days today. My topic for today on August the 14th is doing things differently. Let's go to God. Let's go to the Word of God.
Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go.
May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word. And in your hearing, you heard John chapter 11, verse 38 through 44. Lord, have a blessing on the reading of his word. I am so excited that you have joined me today. Like I said, my topic is doing things differently. In Luke, I just want to turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 37 and 38, and it says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Verse 38 says, "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." My subtopic for today is doing is according to thy word. Doing things differently according to thy word. As you read in John or heard in your reading, or you're listening, we see that Jesus is at the tomb of Lazarus. The word Lazarus means whom God helps. In verse 41, Jesus says, "Thank you because I know you hear me." Before he even asked, he thanked God. How many of us are thanking God before we start praying? I know that when I pray, I say, "Father, I thank you because I know you hear me." But as I was listening and as I read this earlier, I could not help but to realize that he says, "And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." In order to do things differently, we have to get God's attention. We have to get God's attention. One thing about Jesus said in verse 44, "Loose him and let him go." Him. Lazarus must have had a, or you need to be, loose yourself. Him represents to me a higher impact ministry. Him means heaven increases and multiplies us. Him means hindrance in your life will be turned into miracles like never before. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "I am come that you might have life and have life more abundantly." In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, it says, "Be not afraid, only believe." Jesus said, "Only believe. Be not afraid. I am come. Come forth. Take ye away the stone." It's according to thy word. What is it that you're expecting? It is time to strengthen the church. And that when I talk about the church right now, I'm talking about you. The physical building is there. It might need some renovations. It might need some things. But I want to talk to you as his physical church. Becoming that lighthouse. Becoming that light to the world. Did you know that you are victorious? Did you know that you have already won? You are steadfast and you believe. You believe. Not only that you are victorious, but you're vibrant. You hold the signs and the wonders and miracles which will be done. In Hebrews 10, verse 5, It says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may be boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid what man shall do unto me. You are not only victorious, not only are you vital in the body of Christ right now, not only are you vibrant, but you are a vision. The vision has a visionary who tells the vision to the vessel, which is the people. The vessels become and go and tell the vision according to Habakkuk 2. Four things that about you that needs to be strengthened. Your foundation, your mandate. Speak to the finish, what you are anointed to do. Call it forth. That's your mandate. Call forth your mandate. Not only are you strengthening the foundation, but you're strengthening the message. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the message that you need to be giving people. Yes, we've been locked down. Yes, we've been closed up. Yes, we've had all these things happening, and we have other things happen. But doing things differently requires a different thing. The mission is the mission that you have is unusual miracles, great commission. The ministry that you have is you got to understand that you are here for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. You are mastering what he has. You are made, M-A-D-E, you are made to make a difference. I want to talk to you about not only the foundation, but the formalities. Your formalities in your life, whatever they are, I want you to get to a place that you realize that you can repent and return and keep it moving. Formalities cannot produce a fortified foundation that is needed in your life. The foundation may have rocks in it, may have other things in it. But I'm telling you that once you put and make your foundation solid in him, you'll be able to follow the pattern, follow the word. Don't follow the loveless church. Don't follow the persecuted church. Don't follow the compromised church. Don't follow the dead church. Don't follow the unfaithful church. Don't follow the lukewarm church. And when I say these different types of church, I'm talking about people that are loveless, persecuting you, compromising, deadly, have deadly intent, are unfaithful. They're lukewarm. I'm telling you, those people are not making a difference everywhere. Then you got to do things different. Sometimes you got to sniff, cut them off. Doing things different produces a different result. Doing things different causes you to believe 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believing things will be different. In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, it says, and be not afraid. Doing things different causes you not to be afraid. In John 10:10, it's living life differently. In 1 Peter 5:10, it's establishing and strengthening and selling you differently. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. You walk before the Lord differently. In Jude chapter 1, verse 27. You have compassion, making a difference everywhere. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, is thinking differently. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoicing different. Hope in hope, rejoice. In tribulation, have patience. In prayer, continuously. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, be patient in the affliction. Be persistent in your prayer life and be still as you stand still. I want to let you know that we are in a season, in a time that you need to do things differently according to thy word. Doing things differently makes you stand having unlimited goodness. Stand up having unique favor. Stand out having unclogged faith. Stand still, having an unobstructed trust. Stand down, having unhindered obedience. Doing things differently is doing things His way. Not your way, His way. It's doing things based on His work, based on His wisdom, according to His word, according to His will, doing things differently according to His timing, which means that you have to wait. Doing things differently is according to His walk. I want to let you know that doing things differently means you will become renewed and refocused and relearn and rediscover. And you will receive His promises and reveal any offense that is within you. You will cause yourself to become reset, reapplied, removed, refined, reignite. You will have better results. You will be redefined and refined and redefined. Doing things differently will cause you to change, to be challenged. But your sound, your message, your mental, your mandate, your mission, your motive, your mindset, and your money needs to be pushed in a direction that you have never been pushed before. I want to challenge you that you got to push until something happens. Pray until something happens. Praise and prophesy until something happens. Preach and proclaim until something happens. Perform the progress and the practice and pass the test until something happens. You've got to be present. Press towards the mark. Be a producer until something happens. Protect the anointing until something happens. Plan and provide. Put on His power. Promote and pour out. Be pure. Pause. Put on His goodness and His mercy. Prevail and provide. Raising up, you will raise above principalities and power. So push until something happens. Today our topic has been doing something differently, subtopic according to thy word. It's your word. Do something different. And let's go out. I am Prophetess Dr. Althea, and we're going to go out with the remaining song by Jonathan Nelson, Jesus, I Love You. And those of you that are not saved, have not asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, repeat this prayer and ask God to come into your life. Father, I love you. Forgive me of my sins.
I ask Jesus to come into my heart. I ask your Holy Spirit to come in and convict, convert, and commit me and convince me like never before. Father, we ask right now that you are, Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, from this moment forward and forevermore. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. This is my petition before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You have been listening to Substance Within. Thank you for joining me. And I am Prophetess Dr. Althea, and our broadcast today was Doing Things Differently According to Thy Word.